Did you know baby eagles are afraid to fly? Their mama has to make them learn.
She pushes them right out of the nest, and sometimes that's what we need too. Did you know that baby eagles are afraid to fly? I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. That's right, baby eagles are afraid to fly. Their mama has to give them a little push to get them started. And God will do that too. He might push you to do something new and scary for Him. Now, you won't be alone, though. Listen to Deuteronomy chapter 33, verses 26 and 27. God rides the heavens to help you. The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are His everlasting arms. Our story today is called A Gentle Push. Mario and his dad were on a fishing trip when Mario made a discovery, an eagle's nest way up near the top of a tall tree. And up in the sky, they saw a large bird soaring high over the river. Mario let out a long breath. Wow, I wish I could fly like that. Well, that eagle didn't always have such great flying skills, said Dad. I've read that baby eagles are afraid of flying. In fact, it takes a great deal of their mother's prodding to get them out of their soft, warm nest. I know. We talked about them in school. My teacher said the mother eagle pushes the babies right out over the side of the nest. That must be scary for them. Dad nodded. They probably think they'll fall to the ground. Yeah, but then after the mother eagle lets one of the eaglets flutter and fall for a bit, she soars underneath it and lets it land on her wings. Then she takes it back to the nest. She does that over and over until they're brave and strong enough to fly on their own. A few days later, Mario felt nervous about a kids' event at church he had agreed to help with. Mrs. Campbell wants me to help with the little kids' group tomorrow, Mario told his dad. But what if the kids ask me questions I don't know how to answer? It might be the first time some of them ever hear about Jesus, and I'm afraid I won't know what to say. You can always ask an adult for help, said Dad. I know it's scary for you, Mario, but you haven't forgotten how little eagles learn to fly, have you? What does that have to do with it? Mario wanted to know. God often helps His children in a way that's similar to how a mother eagle helps her babies, Dad explained. Sometimes He gives you a gentle push to get you to try new things, things that make you feel helpless or afraid at first, so you'll learn to depend on Him for strength and guidance. The Holy Spirit is always with you, and He'll be there to catch you and help you know what to say. Mario smiled. Thanks, Dad. I'll remember that tomorrow. Well, how about you? Do you get nervous telling others about Jesus? Are you afraid your friends will laugh at you if you invite them to church? It can be scary to share your faith with others sometimes, but God is always with you. He's helping you learn to depend on Him in every situation instead of relying on your own strength. Even when you feel like you're failing, He is with you. He won't ever leave you on your own. So trust Him to help you. Our key verse is Isaiah 40, verse 31.
Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles.
And our key thought for today, rely on God. How would you like to win prizes this summer? Well, if you do, join my Word with Zach Summer Reading Program. Read the Bible and the Keys for Kids devotional every day in June, July, and August, and you could win the Adventure Activity Kit, a Keys for Kids storyteller, or the first 6 seasons of Down Gilead Lane. If you keep it up all summer long, then you could win the grand prize, the Mega Family Game Night Basket. Word with Zach starts June 1st, so check it out at wordwithzach.org. I'm Zach with listener-supported Keys for Kids.